Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Welcome to Carrie's Encounter, Moment of Grace with Pastor Ime Johnson, Lead Pastor, Carrie Spring Impact Center, Transwoji Road, by Obatai Johnson, Woji Port Harcourt. We trust God that you will be blessed by this word from God.
But now I see.
We started a series this month on kingdom stewardship. And then last week we spoke on the qualities of a faithful steward. And then we started with the book of Revelation, chapter 4 from verse 11. And Revelation chapter 4 verse 11 makes it clear that we were made by God's image, in God's image, and for his pleasure we are and we were created. So all man on earth, every living thing was made for God's pleasure, was created for God's pleasure. He said, thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. So we saw that everything on earth were created for God's pleasure, and for God's pleasure they are. Praise God. And then we saw last Sunday few qualities of a faithful kingdom steward. And then we're going to be continuing and ending with that today. And then we say, number one, they can be trusted even with little things. And the Bible says in Luke 16 verse 11, that whoever cannot be trusted with little things cannot be trusted with much. And God will first test you with little things, and your faithfulness with those little things is what qualifies you being trusted with much. Number two quality we saw, dedication to delegated authorities. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10 and Proverbs chapter 12 verse 24. Any man that is not dedicated to delegated authority cannot be trusted as a faithful kingdom steward. Number three, we saw they put in their skills and creativity into kingdom service. Exodus 31 from verse 1 to 6, where God assigned Bezalel to be the one to assist Moses in the building of the temple. The Bible said Bezalel was good in all crafts. And we told us here that when God blessed you with skills, it is for the sake of enlarging his kingdom on earth. And number four, we saw that they do not slack in their dedication and passion till any given assignment is done. They do not slack in their passion. We saw that in 2 Corinthians chapter 8 from verse 1 to 5. Their passion, their dedication, until whatever assignment that is given to them is done. These are faithful kingdom stewards. And then number five, we saw that excellent delivery without eye service by faithfulness is a part of their life. Whatever assignment they have been given to handle or to do, they deliver excellently without eye service. We saw this in Ephesians chapter 6 from verse 5 to 8, where it was an admonition to servants anywhere, but we said that even though it was an admonition to servants, that it can still apply to us even in church. And then number 7, we saw sacrifice, that the sacrifice, even their personal resources, their time, their talent, their gifting, to get any assignment done when necessary. These are faithful kingdom stewards. And then today we will take the number 8 point. That is our focus for today. The book of Mark chapter 5 verse 4 and John chapter 8 verse 12 is going to be our anchor scripture for this morning. Number 8 point, which is number 8 quality of a faithful kingdom steward, is that they are light, or they make themselves light even in the dark world. They show themselves as light to a world that is as dark as ours. Wherever they enter, they show themselves as a light. They wouldn't mingle with the world and forget that they are not of this world. Rather, they are ambassadors in this world. And I want everyone listening to me right in this hall, and everyone listening to me online, to know this. If you are a child of God, God has sent you as a light to this world. And you are not meant to mingle with the dark world and do what they do, and say what they say, and think the way they think, and behave the way they behave. Why? You have been sent out as a light to this world. The book of Mark chapter 5 verse 14. He says, ye are the light of this world. He says, you are a city that is set on the hill. He said, you cannot be hid. But when Jesus was talking to the disciples, he made it clear to them. He made it clear to them that they are the light of the world. And he said to them, any city that is set on the hill as a light cannot be hid. People know that you are a child of God, and they expect you to show forth the light in a dark world such as ours. He said, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill, you cannot be hid. Even when you try to make people feel that you're just going to, they know that you are a child of God. When the world is confused and do not know what to do, light is supposed to give direction. If there's a power outage, which we are very used to here in Nigeria, the first thing that happens, you tell your children or everybody in the house, stand still, let me get the light on. Am I right? So when there's no light, there's a standstill. But when there's light, there's movement. Well, let me get the light on. And then you look for every way to get the light on. In a time like this, the world is looking for light bearers. And he did not just say you are a light bearer. He said you are a light. You are the center of the power that generates brightness to your world. And so you shouldn't be hiding. As we go down, we will see what is your responsibility as a light in the dark, a dark world such as this. In John chapter 8 verse 12, we became light from the day we started following Christ. He made it clear that from the day you gave your life to Jesus, that was the beginning of you becoming the light. And so for anyone here right now that does not have Jesus, all you need is have Jesus. Because that's the beginning process of you beginning to shed light to this world. He was the light of the world. John 9:5 said so. He said to the disciples, I am the light of the world. But when he was about leaving, he told them, ye are now the light of the world. Why? They have followed him over time. He had taught them. He has showed them the way. And by the things they have been taught over time, they will know how to intercede. They will know how to love one another. They will know how to become peacemakers. They will know how to stand in the gap and make a way where there is no way for a frustrated world. And because of that, he told them, you have all it takes to brighten your world. Say, I am the light of this world. Say, I am a city set on the hill. Say, I will not be hid. So as a light, what should you do? Three basic things and we are done. As a light to this world, what is expected of you? Number one, be a faithful and fruitful ambassador of hope in times like this. John 14 from verse 1 to 3. Jesus gave us a word that we should stand on. So when the world is panicking, we shouldn't panic. He said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God and believe also in me. When he was about leaving this world and they asked him about what is going to happen about the end of the age, after he kept talking to them about the end of the age, he ended by saying, let not your heart be troubled. A lot of things are gonna happen. Believe in God and believe also in me. He said, for in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going that I might prepare a place for you. Jesus left to go make a place where we could rest. And in verse 3, he says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye might be also. That where I am, there ye might be also. So it's clear that we have hope, that even if the world comes to an end, we have hope of the rapture. Say amen. And in verse 18, he said something. And in verse 27 also, verse 18, he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So he said, in time like this, you should be an ambassador of hope. Let the people know that God had promised not to leave us comfortless. I will come to you. I will not allow you go through pains, go through tears. Let the world know that no matter how dark the situation seems to be, God has assured us he will not leave us comfortless. Go to verse 27. And he said, peace I leave with you. This is Jesus speaking. Not the world peace. My peace I leave with you. Not as the world give it. The world will give you food. They will give you light. They will try to give you things that will make you comfortable. He said, it is not the kind of peace that the world gives that I give to you. I give unto you. Let not thy heart be troubled, neither be afraid. Let me tell you this. I believe that this is the beginning to the end of the world. I believe it's not the end of the world. I believe that this epidemic or pandemic will end very soon. Yes, I believe that. But the world will never be like before again. A lot of things will have shifted. And gradually, the earth is folding up. Believe me or yes, gradually, the coming of Christ is here. Believe me or yes, the trumpet will sound any moment from now. This is our hope. This is our confidence that no matter how dark the world seems to be, as the light of this world, we know that we have hope in Christ. He said he will not leave us comfortless. If you read the book of Revelation make it clear that when the four angels wanted to come down to destroy the earth, another angel that had the mark, the seal of the Holy Ghost on him, left the earth back to heaven and said to them, do not destroy the earth yet, until all that are God's people have been sealed up. And by this I believe that the church will not go through the great persecution or the great tribulation. It's my belief. God will not love us that much and allow us go through the great tribulation. As ambassadors of hope, as ambassadors of light, as light bearers in this dark world, we should give this message of hope to our generation. No matter how bad the situation is, the elect will be exempted. So what do? Be a faithful and fruitful ambassadors of hope in such a time like this. And number 2, sow your life as an intercessor to redeem your world and a generation like this. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, read from verse 13 to 14. What do? As ambassador of light to your world, sow your life as an intercessor to stand in the gap for a world like this. One of the reasons why the world is going dark is because we don't have men that stands in the gap. Look at what he says in verse 18. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if I allow the heavens to be shut up, or pestilence to come, or every of these things to come among my people, if my people which are called by my name, read it with me, if my people which are called by my name shall do what, number one? Humble themselves and pray and seek my face. I'm not a wicked God. And number four, shall turn from their wicked ways. Humility have gone out of the church. Humility have gone out of our world. Everyone is proud. People no more acknowledge God as the giver of life, the giver of hope. They are too proud. They believe that they are the one that owns their breath. And there are times that God will want to prove to the world that I still hold the world in my hands. If they will come to a place where they will acknowledge me as their God and humble themselves to seek my face and to pray. He gave guarantees of the things he was going to do. Look at it. He said, I will hear from heaven. Where I am to where men are, it's not too far. I will hear from heaven. God is our very present help in trouble. I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. And I will heal their land. And I say, when people panic, it's because they either do not know the scripture, or they do not understand the scripture they know. Provision has been made for the world to be free in time like this. And I want to commend some of our fathers in faith, Pastor Benny Hinn, Pastor Chris Oyakilome, all the ministers that came together to pray on Friday and declare prayer throughout this week. When I saw that unity of faith in prayers, I know that the world would be redeemed. Because God has a way out for our generation. And so as ambassadors of light, we are meant to be faithful and fruitful ambassadors of hope. Let people know that God still loves this earth and will not let us go through pains. Become an ambassador of light. Show yourself as an intercessor. Start going on your knee to pray. When Sodom and Gomorrah was to be destroyed, when the angel got to the house of Abraham, he had to ask a question. Will I do this great thing without revealing it to my friend Abraham? Will I allow this such a thing to happen without telling my friend Abraham? And when he told Abraham about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham asked the question, if you see so righteous people in that land, will you destroy the land? He said, no. If you see so number, he reduced it till it came to, was it 50 or 5? And when the angel entered the land was still destroyed. Why? It means righteous people were less than 5 in Sodom. It means righteous people were less than 5 in Gomorrah. Two different countries have this less number of people as righteous people. If my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, there is a way for this world. There's a way out of these tears. There's a way out of this shame. There's a way out of this predicament. Show yourself out as an ambassador of light. Show yourself out as an intercessor. This is a time that the church will rise up and begin to pray and begin to cry and begin to trust God for a defense, for help. Show yourself out as an ambassador of hope. Show yourself out as an intercessor. Number three. Remind people of the coming of Jesus. You are the light of this world. You are a city set on a hill. You cannot be hid. What is your responsibility as light? As an ambassador of light, what is your responsibility in time like this? We have told you, number one, be a faithful and fruitful ambassador of hope. Tell people what Jesus promised us in time like this. Show yourself out as an intercessor. And number three, remind people of the coming of Christ. Revelation chapter 22 verse 20, John had a revelation in the island of Patmos. That's towards the end of the book of that revelation, where Jesus told him, He said, he which testifies saith this thing, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come Lord Jesus. Surely I come quickly. Now listen. It might look like it's tarrying, but he will come soon. Let your friends know that Jesus is coming. Let your loved ones know that Jesus is coming. People are stocking up their houses with food. They are planning for the hunger that is about to come. They are planning for the shutdown that the government is giving. But how many is planning for their eternity, for their soul in eternity? I heard a woman crying on radio yesterday. She said, I went to the market to buy meat. And one person will just come and buy 10 goats and buy 15 goats. And we will not even see one lap to buy. People that are selling goat now don't want to even cut the goat again. They want to sell to people that are buying food. He said they are buying cows and taking to their houses to keep. They will run their plants. They have filled everywhere with diesel. It is not wrong to do it if you have the ability to do it. But when you finish the preparation, what plan do you have for your soul? I went to get something in a shop. And right in the mall, people were buying. I was amazed the way people were packing things. Packing things. But the amazing part of it was a young man I met who packed rolls of cigarette. Bought enough cigarette. Men are preparing for the end of the age. But this one is preparing for what? Listen, we don't belong here. We are ambassadors on earth. When the world panic, don't panic. The worst that can happen is that the world will end. And we have hope. Paul said, if it is only in this world that we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. Our hope is not of this world. For we believe that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. And I know very sure that the church will not go through the great tribulation. So I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. But listen, I listened to Pastor Paul Enenche sharing a write-up of a young man yesterday on social media. He said the young man wrote something and he read, only one pestilence, only one plague, and the whole world is on a standstill. Only one plague, and shops and malls are closing. Only one plague, and no more cinema. Only one plague, clubs are shut down. Tournaments have stopped. Only one plague. And the whole world is scared. Then he said something that touches me so much. How many of you know that when Jesus arrives and the saints are taken off, let me tell you the truth. The saints are the reason why Antichrist cannot manifest fully on earth. Because the prayer of the saints is still holding this wall. The prayer of the saints is still flooding the earth like a sweet smelling savour to God. So the presence of God is still full here. When the saints are raptured and the Holy Ghost is taken, hey, the Antichrist will have surfaced and plagues upon plagues will be released. This is only one and the wall is turning almost upside down. What about the hundreds of plagues that will be released? It's in all your preparation. Stock your house with food. Wash your hand. Sanitize yourself. Social distances. Keep all the rules. But prepare for eternity. Prepare for the rapture. Prepare for eternity. If you have not yet accepted Jesus, do it now. Now all of these, the next 5 years, like I said on radio yesterday, the next 5 years, the next 10 years, the next 20 years, Jesus might not even come. 30 years, he might still not come. But child of God, he might also come tomorrow. He might also come next week. He might even come as we are in church now. The trumpet can sound even now. The question is, what will you do if you miss the rapture? Jesus had told us about the signs of his coming and the signs of the end of the age. This is one of those signs of the end of the age. Start telling people about the coming of Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid to do that. You might not be able to go to people's houses, but you can call your friends on phone and burn that 3 minute data or airtime and talk to them about Jesus.
You're not the one to convince them to repent. It is a work of the Holy Spirit to convince and convict. Your job is to witness Jesus Christ. Use every available medium. Witness Jesus Christ. Lift your hands up to heavens. In one simple prayer you have to do this morning. Lord, help me to be a faithful ambassador to you. I want to be a faithful ambassador in a world like this. I want to be a faithful ambassador in this generation. I don't want to disappoint heaven. I don't want to disappoint you. I don't want to disappoint God. Lift your hands and ask God for grace and for help. I will not disappoint you, Lord. I will not disappoint my generation. I will not disappoint my world. In a time like this, I make up my mind to serve you. I'll put you in front of my family, in front of my life, in front of the affairs of my life, in front of everything that has to do with me. You are all that matters. Lift your voice. Talk to God in words of praise. Oh Shahala Brakashu Torobushi. Orobozila Brakasheta Rabahatia. Oromo Sendere Bahali Bragorobozitila. Ribahale Bohorobo Zatere Ibrahata. Libroko Zale Bahataba. Lord, I will not disappoint you in a time like this. Let that be your prayer. I will not disappoint you in a time like this. Give me the grace to be faithful to you and to be faithful to the kingdom of God. I will not disappoint the kingdom of God. I will not disappoint. I will not disappoint Jesus. In a time like this, I receive grace. Shalabrahada mahuri bahada. Lift your voice and make that a prayer. Shetadada braba bara mahusa. Lebro horobo shetere lebrahada. O sheraba barebo korobos. Eraba shetere lebos. Librahandere lebos shitaraba. Ilambroko shaharabahada. Reba kesa torobo hosiatala. O reba shea lero mure.
You are Lord.
O sema na no no tu.
Thank you for listening to Charis Encounter, Moments of Grace with Pastor Ime Johnson. Worship with us this week or anytime you are around us at Charis Spring Impact Center, Transwoji Road by Ogbatai Junction, Woji, Port Harcourt. Every Sunday, 8 a.m. Wednesday, 5 p.m. Word and Life Service. Fridays, 5 p.m. Prayer Stop. For prayers and counseling, Saturday, 10 a.m. at the church office. Be free to reach us on 0815-952-5812. 0815-952-5812. Or email imejohnson14@gmail.com.